Today is Tuesday, November 6th, 2012. Today's Election Day. Hopefully at this point, everyone has gotten out and voted. I voted this afternoon, and it took me an hour to vote, but I was determined not to leave that line. When I got to the polling place, there was an unbelievable amount of cars in the parking lot, and I finally found a parking space and then joined the line. Now, I remember the last time I went to vote at my polling place, and the line was actually very short, not in 2008, but in, you know, subsequent elections, like 2010, and I think I even voted just this last, 2011. The line was not all the way wrapped around the building. Well, when I got to the polling place today, it was out the door and around the building. Not completely around the building, but like down to the side of the building. But I could not believe the line. And I thought at the time that I went, which was about 2 o'clock, that it would be a good time to go because people are still at work. It's not the lunch crowd. It's not the after-work crowd. And I thought, okay, that would be a good time to go, and I'll just be able to get in there and vote and get out. But it was not the case. I think this was the largest turnout I've ever seen at my polling place at that time. And that may not be the case for real, but we'll, you know, that's what I saw. The line moved slowly, and there was really like two lines because these polling people came out several times and said, if you want to do a paper ballot, come with me. So a lot of people would leave the line and go join this other line. But I wanted to wait for the electronic voting. I don't know why I decided to do that, but I did. And I stayed in that line, and about an hour after I got there, it was my turn to vote. And they only had four of the electronic voting machines set up for a major polling place. It was in the high school, my high school, actually. But there were still a ton of people. But they had like 20 different little stations set up for paper ballots. But I don't know why. I just had this thing in my head that I'm going to do the electronic ballot. I didn't want to do the paper ballot. Don't know why, but I did. Anyway, got up there and voted, and I took a picture of my vote for Barack Obama, and that's on the website. I think there is some kind of law, though, that I'm not supposed to do that. I don't know. If they want to catch me on it, that's fine. I did post it on Facebook, and then I read the law, thanks to Wesley Ball, I think his name is. He's one of the podcasters. I don't remember what his podcast is, to tell you the truth, but anyway, he posted something on Facebook saying, before you post your picture, know what your state law is about taking pictures in the place. So I clicked on that for Virginia, and it was kind of vague, actually, but I decided to take the picture down off of Facebook. But I am going to post it on my blog because they can do whatever they need to do now my vote is done. At the point people are hearing this, in any case, I voted and I feel good, and I don't know. I'm excited. I'm ready for this to be done. For one thing, because I'm so sick of the political ads, and I know everybody else is too. And because I'm in one of those battleground states, these ads have been running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever. Anyway, the polls are about to close in my state. We're about 10 minutes away from 7 p.m., and the polls are about to close. So I'm going to plan on watching, because right at 7 o'clock they're going to start all the coverage of the election coverage and all of the precincts, that's all I'm going to say, all the precincts reporting in what their tallies are. But before that, I've been checking out the 538 blog on the New York Times. It's the one written by Nate Silver, who is the statistician who conglomerates or puts together all the different polls across the country and comes out with a prediction. And the last one that he posted today was at 10 a.m. And he's got a prediction that Obama will win the election with a 90.9% chance, which I think that's awfully high, a 90% chance that Obama's going to win. And he predicts that Obama will get 313 electoral votes and win the popular vote by 50.8% to Romney's 48.3%. I don't know. We'll see how it all goes. I'm not listening to all the people on TV anymore because they all keep saying that all these states are up for grabs when really it's almost been decided in those states. When you bring all the polls together, it's really in Obama's favor right now. So I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that all of these predictions will come true. There's another blog called Princeton Election Consortium, and they do a very similar thing by pulling the polls together, and they have Obama winning the Electoral College with 312 votes, so they're both pretty close. I don't know. I'm just excited. I don't know. It's like crazy. Anyway, I'm going to be watching the returns come in. And last time in 2008, when Obama won for the first time, I remember clearly it was 11 o'clock at night, and they had just some polls on the West Coast had just closed, and it was 11 o'clock till they called the state of Virginia, and that was when Virginia went for Obama, first time in I don't know how many years that Virginia has gone to a Democrat. And right after they called Virginia, they announced that Obama won the election, and I was all excited and jumping for joy. And I'm starting to feel that right now. So I'm hoping tonight that they'll call the results at a decent hour. But you know, back then they were, and this year too, they're still kind of scared of calling things too early because of what happened in 2000. But either way, when they do call it, I'm going to be ready, because when I came home from voting, I took a 2-hour nap and did the things I need to do to get out of the way so that I could literally just sit and watch these results come in. So I am more than ready. I was thinking, too, that I should have planned to record with Arthur. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know. I have to talk with him. Anyway, so I am excited about the election results, about the whole election. And really, I'm just ready to say suck it to all of those Romney people who have been just so stupid. And I'll tell you one thing, there's still 3 people on my Facebook who are Romney fans, and I think tomorrow, when I am most positive that Obama has won, that I'm going to delete them off my Facebook, because I just can't stand, I can't stand that Romney shit, Romney stuff, excuse me. Anyway, what I'm going to do is I've decided that I'm going to stop here and save a little space at the end to come back after the results, the final result, when they call the election, and then I'll record a little bit more. And I've decided I'm going to switch the channels between CNN and NBC. I don't know why, but I was watching CNN in 2008 when those results were announced, so I think I'll be watching them more than anything else. Anyway, I hope at this point, by the time you're listening to this, which will probably be Wednesday anyway, I hope that you were able to get out and vote yesterday and that you stayed in line no matter how long it was and you got your vote counted. And I really hope that if you're listening to this, that you voted for Barack Obama. That is my hope. All right, so I will be back in probably just a second with the results of the election. Oh my gosh, it's 11:21 p.m. on Tuesday, November 6th, 2012, and Obama has just been reelected to another 4 years as president. Oh my gosh, I cannot tell you how excited I am. I've been watching these results all night, and it's been back and forth, and oh my God, I just can't even tell you how excited I am. I've had a couple glasses of wine, and I need to go to bed. But I did want to say that I mentioned Wesley Baugh earlier, and he does the Gay Life of a Country Boy podcast, and he's the one I was talking about earlier. I wanted to correct that. Anyway, yay, Obama wins 4 more years. I cannot tell you how excited I am. So this is the end of my podcast, and that's all for today. So until next time, bye.